listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of Geek This. My name is Dave Clements, and here on the podcast, I discuss something in geek pop culture. Whether it's a movie, comic book, or TV show, maybe something else I'm totally geeking out about. This time, I'm giving you my reaction and breaking down for the first time ever on the podcast. First time I've ever done this before. The new trailer for Avengers 4, or as it is now officially known, Avengers Endgame. Before we start, though, be sure to subscribe to the show by heading over to geekthispodcast.com and choosing the app or platform you use for podcasts. There's lots to choose from right there on the homepage of the site. Ever since Thanos snapped his fingers and removed half of everything at the end of Avengers Infinity War, we've all been wondering what happens next. Some fans have even jumped in trying to simply guess the title of the next Avengers film, which is assumed to be the end of the current MCU lineup. On December 7th, we finally got the title and a trailer to go along with it. This entire episode is full of spoilers for the trailer and potential spoilers for the film itself, which is set to release on April 26th, the day before my birthday. Thanks, Marvel. My initial reaction is excitement, as you might expect, and one of the reasons why is because Marvel Studios has done a good job keeping things close to their collective vests. There are secrets here, and I'm absolutely fine waiting until April to find out what they are. That said, it's not stopping me from taking a better look at what they did reveal. So the trailer fades from black into a shot of what I assume is the helmet of Tony Stark's most recent Iron Man iteration, the one we saw in Infinity War. Half of the face has been removed. I'm not sure if this is due to Tony removing it himself or if this was battle damage. I don't remember him having a helmet. I've also heard that maybe this is what is left of the nanobots that made up his armor. So, regardless, Tony's hand slowly comes into frame as he reaches in and turns on the helmet, giving it a gentle tap. He begins recording a message to Pepper Potts. You'll remember that the two of them were engaged in Infinity War, and despite the firm talking to he got, Tony ventured out to save the world yet again. So, here is what he says. Hey Ms. Potts, if you find this recording, don't feel bad about this. Part of the journey is the end. Just for the record, being adrift in space with zero promise of rescue is more fun than it sounds. Food and water ran out 4 days ago. Oxygen will run out tomorrow morning. That'll be it. When I drift off, I will dream about you. It's always you. And then he reaches in and shuts off the helmet. During this monologue, the trailer goes between shots of Tony sitting aboard the Benatar, which is the ship Peter Quill, Drax, Mantis, and Nebula took to Titan to confront Thanos, and a wider shot showing Tony standing in the cockpit as the ship floats in the nothingness of space. It cuts to the Marvel Studios logo, which turns into dust as a grim reminder of what preceded this film, and goes to a shot of Thanos' armor hung up in a scarecrow-like fashion. This was seen in the Infinity War or Infinity Gauntlet comic book. This might symbolize that he has given up the fight. It could be a warning to anyone who might see, or anyone who might see it as what he's capable of. It's possible that he's dead. Probably not. So the shot moves and changes into his left hand, which we notice does not wield the Infinity Gauntlet, is shown walking through a field of flowers as Black Widow's voiceover begins. She says, Thanos did exactly what he said he was going to do. He wiped out 50% of all living creatures. During this, the visuals show the Avengers headquarters. Steve Rogers, beardless and crying, I assume, about the loss of Bucky and not so much about his beard, which is what I'm actually crying about. And Bruce Banner looking at images of some of the people lost in the snap, which is now known as the Devastation. Namely, Scott Lang, Ant-Man, Shuri, who is Black Panther's sister, and Peter Parker, Spider-Man. Captain America's voiceover comes on as footage of Thor sitting in a room wearing a hoodie, contemplating something is shown. He says, "We lost, all of us. We lost friends, we lost family, we lost a part of ourselves. This is the fight of our lives." Next, we see Nebula aboard a ship that kind of looks like the Benatar. That kind of makes sense, but I'm not 100% sure of that. We also see a hand move across what seems to be a body strapped into a ship. Now, this looks to me like Scarlet Witch's hand, but again, I'm not totally sure. Don't know how she could have come back from what happened. And then comes the holy crap moment of the trailer. A hooded figure stands in the rain, wielding a cool-looking sword, who, once they remove their hood, looks at Black Widow. And who is it? It's Hawkeye, in an on-screen version of his Ronin costume. And that was pretty cool. It appears that we'll get some more information on the real reason why Clint wasn't around during Infinity War, because this new look seems to say he wasn't just on house arrest. There is a rumor floating around that says that possibly Clint's entire family got taken out in the snap. As Cap's monologue ends, the shot changes to one of him and Black Widow sitting in what looks like a cargo bay of a plane or a ship, probably one of those fancy shield ships. And she looks at him and says, "This is going to work, Steve." To which he replies, "I know it is, because I don't know what I'm going to do if it doesn't." And then the Avengers Endgame logo appears in all of its purpley goodness, glory, awesomeness, followed by black. Now, one thing about the logo is you'll notice, if you pay attention, that it is reassembling from kind of that same dust effect that they used in the movie. It's more chunky, kind of, groups of bits, but it's almost like the Avengers fell apart in Infinity War. They were all scattered everywhere, but this is the movie where they come back together on a mission. Then we hear Scott Lang's voice. "Hi, is anybody home? This is Scott Lang. We met a few years ago at the airport in Germany, and I got really big. Ant-Man, I know you know that. That's me. Can you buzz me in?" As this is happening, the trailer shows security camera footage of Scott standing outside of Avengers headquarters with Steve and Nat watching. And Steve stands up and asks, "Is this an old message?" And Nat responds, "It's the front door." Now, in this part of the trailer, you'll see that the van that had the miniature quantum generator, or whatever it was called, that van is currently in the driveway of Avengers HQ, which means Scott might be there to save the day and figure out how to bring everybody back. There's also rumor that there's going to be some time travel, so we'll see. And of course, we're all wondering how Scott got out of the quantum realm, since Wasp and Hank Pym were dusted. And maybe we will see Michelle Pfeiffer's Wasp return. Maybe not. I can't remember if she got dusted or not. So, all in all, it is a lot to deconstruct, given that we don't have anything other than what we're seeing to go on. Captain America and Black Widow seem to be putting some kind of plan together, which makes sense because Cap is a strategy guy. And yeah, we have no idea what that idea, that plan could be. So rumors have speculated that this could be a time travel story, like I said before. So that could be it. We do see Cap looking at his compass with, you know, Peggy Carter's picture in it. But, you know, is it possible that they could get in touch with another superhero? Are we going to see a new superhero join the fight? Will Captain Marvel join the fight? We'll see. So, only time will tell as we wait for Avengers Endgame to hit theaters on April 26, 2019. So, send me some of your guesses. I would love to know what you're thinking. If you missed my blog post from late November, I am scaling back the podcast episodes for a little while. They'll be coming out sporadically due to the holiday season, as well as the simple fact that I want to take a deeper dive on some other projects and even upcoming Geek This episodes. So you don't have to worry. The podcast is not getting dusted, but the podcast is ending, and you know, episodes will just not be released every single week like normal. If you haven't yet, please go back and listen to my Stan Lee episode. That was a hard one for me to record because there are a lot of feelings there. So, yeah, you know, go check it out. Let me know what you thought of it. And don't forget to go over to geekthispodcast.com for more episodes, show notes, and links to subscribe in your favorite podcast app. Until the next episode, keep on geeking out, and I'll see you later.